Now, you wrote in your profile, Victoria, that you would like to meet a man who loves children, nature and music, who wants to make his family smile and happy. I love that. Very, very nice.
Yeah.
So how many children would you like to have?
Oh, it's such a question. You know, here in Russia, of course, I'm sure in the USA as well, we have such big families when people have 6 or 8 children, and you imagine that you have a school at home,
mm-hmm.
so many of them you have. I guess that I'm sure that I definitely do not want only one child, because, I'm a Taurus, and I really suffered all my childhood not having a brother or sister.
Mm-hmm.
And all of my, that's why I adore my friends, because they were my best friends, because I thought that they were my brothers or sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want my child to feel the same. And sometimes, I don't know, when a child is alone, he becomes egoistic, or he becomes like me, sad that he is alone, everyone has a brother or a sister, and he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God if he has a dog or a cat or something, or
mm-hmm.
pet.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you don't have even this, some children, some personality cannot stand this. So I guess I would like to have at least 2. I don't think what my life will be like. I don't want to have a child and work and take a nun or nurse, yeah, they call it, you call it just, and not see my baby because I'm just in work and I have a career.
Yes.
So I want to try to make my life such a way that I could work but still see my child and raise him up myself,
mm-hmm.
and try very, very seldom to let another person just be with him.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't think I could have more than 2, but not one. So it depends on the situation I will have in the future.
I think 2 children is a great idea. You know, you may meet a guy someday, Victoria, who already has a child but is quite open to having more children. Would it be all right to also meet somebody who has a child? Would that be right for you, or are you thinking?
I think it will be no problem, because I myself, I don't believe that I won't have a child, yeah, but I had a thought, I thought about it. For example, I couldn't have a child, yeah, or I never get married. I thought, what could I do in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
Because when I see a child, I just want to go and take him, just play with him and speak with him, yeah, and or kiss, but then I thought, oh, no way, I won't be without a child, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I could just, I don't know how it, adopt, right? Definitely I would adopt a child, it's for sure. Maybe it could be really hard for a woman who is alone, but I'm sure that I won't be alone without a child, because I was just sure about this.
Sure.
Just, I began to think about it from my childhood, just to imagine. So I don't think it will be a problem for me. It's important that child would like me.
Yes.
This is important, more important than my feelings. So it is sometimes hard for some children to imagine that the place of his mom will another woman will take.
No, I have to tell you, Victoria, I just love everything that you've said, and my life is good. I have a beautiful wife and this lovely family, and I'm very, very blessed, but I help these guys believe that the people that we meet in Russia are real. You see, in America, you may have noticed when you were here, it's very difficult for good men who want to be married, who want to have families, to find women who are lovely and young like you, who also want to be married and have families and give everything to those families. And there are such women in America, but they're usually already married.
It's the same in Russia. That's why it's the same regarding the men in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
No one here wants to have a family. They do not want to have this bond, like they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to just come home every evening,
mm-hmm.
or just ask his wife that he will go to pub just, or something like this. Or they do not want to, or they are already married.
Mm-hmm.
So because being 25, they already thought about it. So they are, of course, again, married at the time.
Yeah.
The same with the men here, and even with the women, maybe from men's point of view.
Hmm.
Right, it's right.
And yet you sound like that is absolutely what will make you a whole and complete person, to meet a man who wants to have this family, to give all of your love to this man and to this family, to be loved in return, and to always be home together in the evening, to be together with family on important holidays. And in America, we had that for so many years. And now we're all working, and we're working so much, very much like what happens in Moscow. But there are still many guys who say, enough of this. I'm tired of this life. I want to work. I'll make the money for the family. I want to come home. I want us to be together around that dinner table. I want us to sit in the sofa in the evening and talk to each other. And guys really, really want to get that kind of life back. I just think what a true privilege it would be for some of the guys listening to meet a lovely girl like you and have that family. So,
yeah, I, that's why I wrote that I hope that such people are and exist, but we cannot just stay in touch or just find each other because we do not have time.
Mm-hmm.
Or we do not, some of us cannot make this first step when just seeing anyone and come and say, hello, what is your name?
Yep.
Just it passed the time that 50 or 60 years ago, maybe, or even 30 years ago, it was normal thing that people met at dances, they had the clubs, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think it was in America, as I see from movies.
Mm-hmm.
So people just went dancing or just going to park, and they met each other in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And it was no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But now you just, the situation just changed completely. But it's because 21st century, though.
That's true. Life
maybe
is just busy and crazy now, right?
Yeah.
It's great, though, that, I mean, you're in the middle of this big city and all of this crazy life, but you are strong enough by yourself to stand back and say, this is not the life that I want. All my friends want it. They can have it. It's not what's right for me. I want this husband and this family and these children and this good, happy life. It's great that you are so focused on that.
You know, I've been in such a mood for 10 years, I think, already.